All right, I'm calling now. Lonzo Talk Radio. So, Lonzo, yeah, guys, don't forget, Friday morning, I'm gone. I will do Instagrams and quick videos from the airport if I get a chance. Even on the flight, we're gonna have fun. We'll go to Vegas. I may see Rosebud for a second. Then after that, I'm gonna chill in Vegas for a few days. Leaving Sunday morning, so I'll be back for the football game and chopping it up. But anyway, let me bring 713 back in. So like I was saying to y'all guys, all right, let's continue the 360. I got you in there, you chilling. All right, so remember, I want to drive with her. But see, the thing that a lot of guys don't do is that you've got to be able to listen with your Hold on, let me see what she's saying. No, I was serving dinner to my husband. I just learned how to make him feel extra special. By looking at y'all text from another woman. Okay, well, good. Make them feel extra special. Good. You do your thing, girl. So what I'm saying to y'all is this. Check this out. So what I'm thinking of right now is, and this is important, 713. I've got to start taking snapshots, and I've got to start looking at facial expressions, because her facial expression is, you've got to remember, put that in your vault of how she thinks and how she feels, and how she smiles, and how she looks. You got to look at how she moves her mouth. You got to look at all these things, because every facial expression is a thought that she doesn't want to give away. So I'm going to pull thoughts in her. I'm going to talk to her. I'm going to spit at her. Now, look, listen, all authentic. Don't lie. Just be honest with her. If she looks good, because y'all should be messing with beautiful women anyway, you're not thirsty by telling how sexy she looks. You're not thirsty by telling how pretty her smile is. Her nicer eyes, looking at all the other stuff. Oh, I forgot to start the show. Oh, all the ladies out there, I forgot. Hey, for my dogs, my chat room dogs, what's up? My ladies out there. Hey, ladies, not you, Miss P. I ain't talking to you, Miss P. Go fix your dinner. But all you other ladies out there, I just released a piece of me in the erotic poetry section, ladies. So y'all can check it out. And then, ladies, I think tonight, if not tonight, early this morning, Wednesday morning, I'm going to try to get Tyler's erotic poem out that I have in my head of if I had a woman that wanted to describe an experience to other women, to bring one of those women in to experience it with me. So that's going to be the theme. So I'm going to try to work on that. Okay, guys, just want to let y'all guys know. Anyway, let me continue this, guys. So check this out. So the thing is that I know, 713, that most guys don't pay attention to their women. Now, I don't know if she has somebody or she doesn't. I don't give a fuck in this scenario, because guess what? Regardless of who it is, they're not me, and they're not going to do the things that I'm going to do. That's just what it is. But while I'm talking to her and all this other stuff. Now, again, depending on what type you figure out she is early on, 713, you don't want to push sex. Hold on, 616, I'll bring you 1 second. You don't want to push sex. Let her push the envelope. Remember, you want her to make the conscious decision and let you in. You don't beg your way in. You don't barter or anything like that. You don't take scraps. You want her to want you to come into her mind. You see what I'm saying? Where she can start flirting and all that other stuff. Now, give me a second here. Hold on 1 second, 713. 646, do you have a question real quick, brother?
Yeah, what's up, Steve? I just wanted your opinion on something.
Sure, what's up, brother? Sure.
Yeah, all right, so I've been messing with some chick for like three, four months. Some married chick. I'm a young guy. She likes me. I've been hitting it for like last 4 months or whatnot, but like she kind of flaked on me last weekend, saying she wanted to pull up and get some dick. I told her come to my crib.
Right.
She like last minute she tells me she has a hole in her tire. So I said, all right, whatever. I just went to sleep. I ain't think nothing about it.
Okay.
I felt like she flaked on me, so I kind of didn't really answer her text.
Time out. I'm going to tell you what went wrong. I follow up on this. Check it out. Listen. When you're dealing with a married woman, okay, You got to understand that things are going to happen. Now, maybe it was a whole entire, maybe she had a prior engagement that she didn't want to tell you about, and that's fine. But understand this. She's married, so when she can get out and see you, she's going to see you. And if she can't, she can't. But you gotta remain cool with that. Don't get mad at her because she can't see you.
Yeah.
See her. Remember what I always tell you. Always use those as a catalyst to set something up new. Okay, if you had a hole in your tire, you couldn't make it. You know what? You could have called me, and I'd have helped you with your tire or whatever. If not, that's cool. But how are you going to make it up to me? How are you going to make it up to
me?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Right? So what I'm saying is, how are you going to make it up to me? Because, you know, I was looking forward to seeing you, but I know you're busy and all this other stuff. But you know what? Why don't you send me a picture? Why don't you do this? Look, I got a good idea. Why don't we do this? Because this is good. Why don't you tell, look, when you're free and he's not around or whatever, why don't you take a shower and let's go live on video and let me watch you wash yourself. That's the shit that makes them think three or four times before letting your ass go, because they know their man ain't doing that shit. They know their man ain't doing it, right? So you don't ever get mad. Listen, one thing you got to be is smooth on the other side of the pillow. Don't get mad. Just relax. Take a step back and say, okay, look, I understand you got things that go on. You got a situation. So I respect the situation. It's fine. But I like for you to make it up. You want to know how? I want to see you in the shower tonight. Why don't you take a shower tonight? Let me watch you wash yourself. That's how you do it. Don't get mad at her. Don't get angry. Don't take a defensive position, because you got to understand, you're the side dude in this thing. Okay, you her side, so you can't get mad.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, right? So it's cool.
Yeah.
Don't get mad at that. Don't get mad at that, man. So what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, if it's raining outside, I don't want some woman out in the rain and shit like that. I mean, I'm not an asshole, but sometimes if she can't do it, she's smart enough to call her man and say, come pick the tire. Because he'd be like, well, what happened to you? Oh, the tire went out. Well, baby, you don't know how to pick the tire. You did tire. You know, a smart woman will cover their ass. So let her call or whatever. But don't get mad at the situation. Look at how it can benefit you to your advantage. Look,
okay.
I wanted to see you. I can't see you, but let's have some fun. You owe me one. So how do I want it done? I want to watch you wash yourself tonight. Let me watch you. She ain't even expecting that shit. That shit's coming from so far left field. Because how many guys say that to women? Let me watch you wash yourself. You know what I mean? Talk shit to her. You see what I'm saying? But
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, just make sure that, and if she doesn't want to do the shower thing, okay, well, look, let's reschedule when you can. I want to see you. And because you've been such a bad girl and you didn't show up when you were supposed to because that damn tire, well, then I'm going to have to punish you by giving you a full body massage. Yeah, me. You see that shit? Ain't even respecting that shit, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't get mad at or upset at her. Use it to benefit you, man, okay? And give her a pleasure.
I don't know.
Okay, my brother?
Yeah, I mean, she hit me up not too long ago, and
What did she say?
I told her, I mean, because I listen to you all the time. I told her, like, yo, I feel like, yo, you wasting my time.
No, wait, that's the wrong, wait, you're using that with the wrong person. If she's got a boyfriend and she's married and she's in a relationship, she ain't wasting your time, because her time is committed to somebody else. You're just getting a piece of her. Now, if she was by herself, yes, but not when she's with somebody. So,
all right.
I got you. This is how you going to do this. What I want you to do is send her a message and just listen to this. Just tell her that, listen, look, I may have said a few things that were not really cool, and that's on me. And I'm man enough to own it. I that's on me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, because I know that, you know, you're trying to do everything you can to see me. That you got to clean that up. So that's the cleanup part right there. But then say, you know what? I do want to see you. Be honest with you. I look forward to seeing you. I like to see you. And we can spend a little quality time. We can talk about it first, but I want to spend some time with you. let me know when you're free. Get back at me. But you remember, in the meantime, send me a photo so I can see you right now. See that shit? That's how you hit it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. So, I guess since I'm in the position I'm in with her position, I got to play it a little different. It is what it is.
Right, no, but you got to play it different because her time is not yours. So she's not wasting your time because she's not single. So you got to respect it. She's going to give you, when she finds time for you, she'll find time. But listen, you don't push it. Don't push it. All you can do is ask for her time. And either she's going to give it to you or not. But don't sweat that shit. No doubt. But you got to clean that up a little bit because you shouldn't have said what you said to her because she's giving you time. She's giving you the time she has. I mean, she's got a fucking life, y'all mean. So she's trying to find time for you. So you took it. Yeah, I know you've been listening to me, but that is for the single woman, all right? This is a whole different ball.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure. What's up?
All right. I've been fucking the chick for like 4 months, you know what I mean? And I'm always like anytime I wanted to see her, it wasn't really a problem, but it was like 2 weekends in a row, so I don't know if there's a pattern or not. So, you know, that's why I told her like I felt like, yo, I don't like getting
my brother, listen. Always think of it like this. If I can't see her or I can't touch her in a physical, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do everything I can to touch her mentally because the mental touch is greater than the single. So if she can't see you for 2 weeks, that's 2 weeks of me spitting yak at her. That's 2 weeks of me saying some shit in her ear. That's 2 weeks of me redoing video and we're sending photos and all that other stuff. Does that make any sense?
You right. I don't know. Maybe that's on me because like I did all the game in the beginning. Like I gave her my information. She hit me up to dial for ice cream, and I've been fucking this shit.
I guess the
game don't stop. You know what I mean?
No, the game never stopped. No, it never stopped. It's just, listen, the thing that's beautiful about your position is that she's got the choice of letting you go when she wants to let you go. But the reason they're going to come back is the reason why she's with you right now is because you're giving her something that her man can't give her. And that's what I'm saying. You saw the photo. The text message of the woman saying, "I'm thinking about you." Right. I hope you saw that. But what I'm saying is, that's where you're touching them without touching them, because if you're on her mind more than anything else, then you're in a good position. So you don't have to rush it. There's no reason to rush or push it or anything like that. But what I'm saying is now hear me out. Now, let's say it's past 2 weeks. Now, let's say, okay, it's one thing to set something up, but it's one thing to bullshit. Now, bullshitting is she's keeping you at an arm's distance, and all she's doing is just talking to you, not trying to see you. Then she's wasting your time. That's when she's wasting your time. But you've got to be able to confront the situation. You got to be able to confront. And not, like I say, I'm showing you how to do that right now. Just go back, listen to what I'm saying. So do that. And then once you do that, then you're fine. You'll be good afterwards, man. You'll be good, man.
Just checking, bro. And I never hit her up first, neither. She always hits me up first.
But no. Remember, you're genius. Listen. Hit me up. Text me when you want to talk to me. Send me a picture when you want to send me a picture. When you want to smile, call me. When you want to blush, call me. When you want to feel sexy, call me. I will take care of those needs. You just call me. I'm not going to run behind you. And this is the beautiful thing about it. I'm not trying to fuck up what you have. You just get at me when you want to. That's real y'all mean shit. This is how it is, man.
No problem. Okay? I just needed your advice. You know what I mean? I'll take your advice, bro.
Hey, it's not like you crawling back and you ain't losing face. just that you're, you know what, I didn't mean what I said, because you shouldn't have said that anyway, so we just try to clean that shit up. So it's not about you wasting my time, because I appreciate the time that you're allotting me. That's what's the real thing. That's the truth. So it's not that you're wasting time. It's just that I know you have things going on, plus the holidays as well. That means family might be there. You know what I mean? You gotta take account of all these little things. So, what you can do is I would go to, I don't know, you go to Five Below, Hobby Lobby. I don't give a fuck where you go, Hobby Lobby or Michael's. Get a fucking ornament that has some significance to the two of you. I don't know if it's a Coke bottle, because those places got tons of ornaments. Give her that ornament to put on her tree. So when she's going by the tree and she's thinking about you, she can look at that ornament. Come on, man. Yep.
No problem. I'm gonna definitely try that.
Come on. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I just needed your opinion on that, man.
All right, well, do that. Go back and listen to what I said, okay, my brother?
All right, thank you, man.
All right, I appreciate it. 713, you stay right there. I know you want 713. I'm not done spitting that yak. I got one more call to take real quick. Hold on, 360. Oh, stay right there, 713. I got you open. 360, what's your question, man? What's up, brother?
Yeah, just some clarification here for that for that last call you just took. Is that why you want us to be approaching women, at least 5 a day? So in that kind of situation, when they don't hit us up, it doesn't even matter to us?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no. I want you to approach 5 women to learn the skill of hello. And then one day you're going to have a fuck you, Steve moment. That's what I'm trying to get you to, a fuck you, Steve moment. And let me tell you what a fuck you, Steve moment is. I'm going to connect it. Give me a second. When you start talking to 5, then all of a sudden, one day, you're going to talk to 5 women, and then you're going to have like 23 hours and 30 minutes left of the day, and you're going to see another beautiful woman. And then from that point, when you say, fuck you, Steve, and talk to that next one, then at that point, you are on your way. And then at that point, to go back to what you were saying, it's not the fact that you're getting her to see that you're not thinking about her. You're not going to be thinking about her because you're constantly talking to women all the time. And if you're talking to women, texting women, and seeing women, you don't have time to be thinking about all the women you've been talking about. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying, so like in the situation that previous caller was in, it wouldn't affect us as much, so we wouldn't really be worried about it.
The reason it shouldn't affect you at all, 360, is because you never put your emotions in this thing in the beginning. You don't do that. So it'll never affect you if you're doing it correctly. So, no, it shouldn't affect you at all.
Nice, cool. Could I get put back in the cut?
Yeah, I got you, brother. Yeah, okay. Hey, press one if you got another question, brother. Thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in, brother. You're good. I respect. All right, now back to 713. So now we're driving. Guys, I got a question. Fuck with your boy. I see y'all chopping it up in there. Let's go. So 713. So we on Tuesday. We're Tuesday, Wednesday, right? So remember 713. Now, she knows I have other women or I have options, okay? And this is going to be the perfect time because there's going to be a point where she's going to want to know, well, what's your situation? Are you seeing people? I mean, you're smooth. I mean, because like I say, they should recognize. A woman recognizes a motherfucker that have game because a woman can recognize a man that's not going for pussy. That's one of the key things in this game that they realize. When they realize that you ain't like really like, why is he really like thirsting after my body like all these other guys? That's going to be a key moment she's going to realize, okay, I'm dealing with somebody on a different level because he ain't making it about sex. He's not. So she's going to ask, are you seeing anybody? And that's your truth. Look, if you're seeing someone, let them know. Yeah, I'm seeing someone. This is my situation. And I'd rather be honest with you. Do you want to be a part of it? And she's either going to say yes or no. And that's it, yes or no. But regardless, that more than likely she'll say yes because she don't like how you making her feel, okay? So in that making her feel, that's what I'm saying. That's why I want y'all to go to video with these women because it gives you the opportunity to let her see you in real time, because what a lot of guys do, 713, is they will get a message from a woman and they will wait, 30, 40 minutes to answer back to some shit. I want to be in the moment. I want to put her in the moment. Why? Because if she gets used to me enough on video, what I'm trying to set up is 10:30, 11:30 at night when she's in her panties and a t-shirt and she's in the bed. That's what I want. But 360, but before I get to that point, I want to get to a point where I, like I was telling y'all about the shower thing. I want her to do the shower thing. Think of this, like, when you're taking a shower, you know, let's have some fun. You know, y'all flirting in between. Maybe this is on Thursday or something, kind of moving forward. Maybe it's on Thursday. You know, hey, you know, when you're taking a shower or something, you know, I want you to do something for me. I want you to think of my tongue, you know. Because, again, women are flirty when they feel comfortable with you and stuff. So, but that's why, even if she doesn't want to do the shower thing, you know, sometimes women will divulge information. Like, what are you doing now? I'm about to take a shower, right? 713, she's like, I'm about to take a shower. So if she says, I'm about to take a shower, send me a photo. Now, I don't want to see a photo of your body. I just want to see you in the shower because I want to see you in the shower. That's why. I just want to see you in the shower. I don't need to see your body. I just take a picture of yourself in the shower. Let me see you. But 713, why do you think I'm doing that? Because she's going to probably ask for the same thing, 713, right? Right?
Right. 713, yeah, I'm
right?
Here.
Right. Okay, but she went, okay, she'll ask for the same thing. So what do you think she's going to see?
She's going to see them lights. She's going to see them lights.
She gonna see them motherfucking lights, which then at or is going out of the question of, oh my God, what kind of, how did you get the water? What app are you using? Wow, that's pretty cool. How did you get the water to change? Oh no, that's not. That's my shower. Hold on, let me show you something. Then I go to video. Then I'm showing her in real time. Look, this is the water. See? I'm just showing her, like, my neck up, but I'm in the shower, but she can see the water. And I'm like, hold on, check this out. Then I'm going to turn the lights out and say, see, wouldn't that be cool? And why would I? But I do it on video. But the reason I'm doing it, I'm showing this in real time, but then what am I laying the track down to? Yo, this is how, when I have a woman over my house, but wait a second, here's the next question. Is that a candle?
Yes, she gonna see the candle. Yeah.
Now, follow your boy. Now, I need you to add up everything from how I met her, how I talked to her. She see me talking to the other women. The other guys are pushing other women. And look, she saw the wine in the bedroom, the shower, and the gap. She knows what the fuck I am. She just doesn't know what the fuck I am. She knows I'm something different because motherfuckers like me just don't fall out from the sky. We just don't fall out of the sky like this. Like, you know, like that Chicken Little shit, right? So what happens is this.
She might come over Wednesday.
Well, no. Listen. I want Saturday to happen because remember, if there's another fine ass woman at the ice cream place that I've seen already or something like that, or a waitress, and she there, I'm going to knock two birds out with one stone. I'm thinking beyond that shit, but we ain't there. Yeah, no. Because I think in my head, like I said, okay, what if I went to like Marble Slab and I saw someone taking my order before? I said, oh, yeah, I can get with her, but you know what? I'm probably, she got her manager around and all other shit. Maybe she might be around that Saturday around 1 o'clock when I'm with an old girl. So don't worry. We're going two birds, one stone, that shit. You best believe that. So hell yeah, we're going up.
Damn, that's calculating, bro.
Yeah,
damn.
Oh, you got, yeah, we definitely, Saturdays, hey, even if she wants to spend Friday night, no, Saturday is on. She sees the light, sees the candles. She sees the wine. She knows that motherfucker. But I ain't trying to push up on her. But I'm going to let her know, you know, let her know Friday, you know. That's when she's going to start telling you, dog, like, what are you? You know, I think about you, you know. And when they really feel comfortable around you, you know, start telling you, I think about you when I wake up and all this other stuff. And I, you know, I've been thinking about you more than I should be thinking about you. And I know I should be thinking about you. But and that's cool. You don't make her feel bad for that. All right, that's cool. Well, you know what? Look, I want to make sure when I see you have nothing to worry about, I'm going to make sure I hug you, twirl you around, pull you up next to me, kiss you on your cheek, and tell you how nice you smell. I'm going to give you my flavor. That's the first thing I'm going to do when I see you. You crazy, right? Because you know what? What motherfucker is arrogant enough to tell a woman what he going to do? What motherfucker is arrogant enough? None of these guys, because they got their hands crossed in between their fucking Tampax or some shit, holding that shit together because they're scared to talk to women. So what I'm doing next after that is that, you know, Saturday morning comes, you know, hey, good morning. You know, I look forward to seeing you later on. I hope you have a nice day. And we'll catch up at 1. You know, I mean, hey, guess what? I'm leaving that message, a video message to her before I go to bed. And when she wake up, she gonna have why 713? Because they don't do it. Think, remember 713. Everything I'm showing you, the average man doesn't do. He doesn't do it at all.
That shit.
None of that shit. So I'm already, and then on top of the fact that she saw me with other women, so she knows what the fuck I am. But then this is where her calculations come at. Now, she's not going to go to pathways, you know, I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to go in this cave and see how it keeps going. Or I see that this guy is what? A diamond in the rough. This is a guy that has options. And the thing about women, they're fucking competitive. They always want to be number one. They always want to be number one. They always want to be number one. So I don't know where she's going with this, but you know what? Saturday's coming. Now, hey, check it out. We at Marble Slab. Yeah, I mean, I walk into Marble Slab a little bit before her. I see her in Marble Slab, and I see her, and what do? I grab her, I hug her, I twirl her around, get her next to me, hug her, tell her how nice and sexy she smells. And I grab her by her hand, and I sit her down. And lo and behold, what is at the cash register? There she is. Just like that chick I told you at Best Buy. There she is, a 20-something-year-old chick, college girl, you know, working that part-time job at the cash register with that fat ass and those round motherfucking teeth. All right. Now it is game on. Because now, look, her and I have not really established anything, right? I haven't forced it. I haven't pushed myself up on her. I haven't been thirsty. I haven't been needy. I've been chill as fuck. But now, it's time for your boy to knock two birds out with one stone. And this is how easy it is. Oh, wait, let me get some music together. Hold on, let me see here. Let me see what music we're going to play for me to spit this yickety yak on this shit. Let me see something here. Yeah, here we go. I'm sorry, my bad, man. Hold on. Down. Hey, even if we're not sitting down, she's at the register, okay? She's at the register, okay? All right, we're at Marble Slab, we're at the register, okay? So what I'm going to do is this. Now, who I'm talking to the woman across from me, the cash register. That's who I'm going at first, all right? So what name do you want to... What name do you want to name the cash register? I'm going to give you a choice. What do you want to name? What name do you want to give?
That's the name of Cindy.
Cindy, all right. How you doing, Cindy? What's going on? Hey, Cindy, how you doing? I'm Steve. Wait, what's my girl's name?
Your girl's name is Karen.
Karen, all right. Hey, Cindy, how you doing? I just say Cindy. I'm Steve, and I want to introduce you to Karen. Now, Cindy, before we even make the order, I got to let you know, this is crazy. Cindy, you know what? She was about to hang up on me. You ain't got some nerve. She got mad. Cindy, check this out. Hey, hold on, we're going to order in a second. We're going to order in a second, Karen. Hold on, go to okay. I got this. I need to tell Cindy what's going on. Cindy ain't going to believe this. So what? I'm at the club talking to women. So what? I'm at the club dancing with women. Can you believe that when I got home, old girl Karen cussed me out? Now, I know you probably wonder why we're here having ice cream. Well, look at her. I mean, look at her. Come on, Karen. Look at that. Come on, look at that. Hey, you see that, Cindy? That's why we're here, because she's a very sexy woman. And you know what? She wasn't sexy. I wouldn't be doing this, Karen, but I just want to let you know, Karen, you know what? When I get, look, I already hugged her and twirled around. It's like the second time I twirled around. I know you're kind of watching me do it over there, but anyway. But, I'm going to tell you, Karen, we're going to order our ice cream. And Karen, what I'm going to do is, look, here, Karen, what I want you to do, hey, baby, you like, because most women like that cookie and cream shit. So add an extra little bit of chocolate chips in that cookie and cream, because Karen, what I'm going to do, Cindy, what I'm going to do is, when we halfway done, we close done, and I'm about to make my move and kiss her, I'm going to get a little spoon. So I'm going to come over to you, or I'm going to signal you, and you give me one of those little tasting spoons, because I want to taste her ice cream. Then that's going to give me a reason to lean in and kiss her. And I'm going to say that shit in front of both of them, 713. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that shit to both of them.
Oh, to
let Cindy know what the motherfucking game plan. This is, we're going to talk, we're going to laugh. Little Cindy, I'm going to make her laugh, I'm going to make her smile, I'm going to make her blush, and all that other. No, wait, let me stop. Karen, go ahead and order your thing. And look, I told you, see, she's going to order like cookies and cream. See, Cindy, I told you she's going to do cookies and cream. Look, just put enough for me when I ask for that little spoon. And then we're going to go sit down. Cindy is tripping the fuck out. Why? Because all day and all week, do you think anybody talked to Cindy that way? You think anybody made Cindy smile? Make Cindy chuckle a little bit? Nobody's done that. But I've done that. But the beautiful thing about it is, Cindy is watching what I'm doing. And I want to position myself where Cindy can see what I'm doing. That's important. I need Cindy to see what I'm doing. Why? Because, I don't know, Sunday when I want some ice cream on the Sabbath day, or Monday when I want some ice cream and I bump into motherfucking Cindy and spit some yak and give her my number, which she's going to be asking me about Karen or Kathy, okay, whatever the other chick name is.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting with an old girl, that's what I'm saying. Again, I make her laugh, we're going to have a great time. And I say, like I said, you know what? I'm telling my teacher, I want you a little closer to me because it is kind of cold. It's very rare us eating ice cream in the cold, but the reason why, and I was about to tell Cindy all this, but it looks like he was getting a little jealous, so I stopped. But the reason why I have you close to me is because I want you to eat ice cream while it's cold, because that is my excuse for us to be close to each other. But my excuse to kissing you, I'm just going to simply, when I'm ready to, I'm going to ask if you can have a taste of that cookie and ice cream. And then I'm going to add, and I'm going to add, and I'm going to lean in until you come here, because I want to know if the cookies and ice cream taste different off of your lips than the fucking spoon. Yeah, I mean, right? This all I'm
now, you're telling this to Karen, the girl you sit
I'm telling that to Karen. I'm not Cindy. I'm telling that to Karen. Now, I'm going to show you how to work. Now, I'm going to work Cindy in a second. But I'm telling that to Karen right now. Why? Because I need Cindy, just like Karen saw. What did Karen see at the club? Karen saw
you had a bunch of women.
Right.
Yeah.
No. It wasn't the bunch of women. It was the actions and reactions of the woman with me. She saw the women laughing, giggling, smiling, me twirling them around, me dancing. She saw what I can do. Now I need Cindy to see that with Karen, with me and Karen.
Mm.
Just like Karen saw that with me and the other girl. So I need Cindy to see that. So when I'm up on her and I'm spitting at her and I'm talking to her and all that other stuff, Cindy's taking notes, because guess what? If when I spit at Cindy, she gonna block me because of the shit she saw. But again, that's what I want. That's what y'all understand. I want her. And we're going to get to her in a second, but let me finish with Karen, because I'm sure I'm going to work both this shit. I'm sure I'm going to work this shit. So, all right, I got Cindy. We messing around. I said, okay, wait. I said, oh, it's that time. I'm going to get up. I'm jumping around. I'm serious. Get up. Say, Cindy, let me get that. Let me go and get that spoon. I'm gonna say, hey, Cindy, take notes. Watch this. I'm gonna tell her that shit. Watch this, Cindy. It's time. I'm about to get this kiss right now. Watch this. That's what I'm gonna say to Cindy. Go over to Karen. Karen, all right, Karen, this is our scene right here. Take two. Can we get action, please? Role play. It is time for me to go ahead and lean and get the kiss. So it looks like in the script, I'm going to, let's see, the script says, let me see what the script says. Script says I got to ask to taste that nasty. You know, I don't like cookie dough ice cream, but all right. So the script says I got to take a taste, ask for a taste, and then say, it tastes okay. I wonder what it's going to taste like on your lips and lean in for the kiss. All right, here we go. And I'm going to do exactly, listen, remember, I have no problem showing her what my plan is because all she can say is no. And if she don't say, listen, if she says anything other than no, then I'm good. Because what I'm going to do is check this out. I'm going to eat some of the cookie dough ice cream and then I'm going to say, you know what? I wonder how it, if it tastes. Anyway, this tastes okay, but I wonder how it tastes on your lips. And guess what? I'm going to lean in to kiss her, and as she's leaning into me before we kiss, I'll say, oh, no, that's not a good taste. We need to do it, though. We need to do it. I didn't like that. Can we get another take, please? I'm going to fuck with her. You see what I'm saying? I'm going to fuck with her. What is Cindy seeing? Cindy's seeing us lean in and we stop. That's what she's seeing, right?
Right.
Yeah. You gotta follow your boy on this, dog. You gotta follow your boy on this. So then I'm gonna say, wait. I'm gonna say, come here. And I'm gonna fix your hair a little bit. I'm gonna say, all right, your hair is nice. All right. Let me see your hands. Hands nice. All right, lips. I'm gonna rub her face a little bit. All right. Let me give him that. See, I'm prepping her like they would in Hollywood for the scene. Y'all, you know I mean, because I'm having fun with this shit. All right, take two and action. And I can do this two or three times until the point she say, are you just gonna kiss me or what? I mean, it could work either way, but I'll lean in and give her a kiss, right? And after we get done with the kiss and everything, I'm going to say, you know what? I think cookie dough ice cream is going to be my favorite because I can imagine them being on your lips. Now, I'm not talking about the lips on her face. I'm talking about the other lips, which will later on. But, again, that's a seed drop right there. So, again, we have ice cream and we go and we have a good one. And then I'm going to say, well, you know what, Cindy? Thank you for this. Thank you for a good time. I appreciate that. You have a nice day. All right. Now, look. Now, get Karen to the car. We go over there. Karen, you know what? Have a great day. You know what? Come here. Hey, you hear that? Come here. Put my arm around her. Bring her closer. Kiss her again. And say, see, this is why I like doing things in the cold. Because you know what? It seems like you can really warm me up. But you know what? It was a great time. Give me a call when you get home. Let's talk later. Okay? So she's gone. Put her in her car. Go. I go in my car. Go. Right? Now. All right. So now we got. So, all right, Saturday's over. Now, what I like to do as a reinforcement, I always send me a photo or but sometimes when they're really into you, they will call you or video you without you saying anything at all because they just want to look at
that's
you. They want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So she's doing that with me. Again, that's what I'm doing, guys, the reinforcement. You know what? I had a great time. Your lips tasted good. I love you. I'll just tell her what I liked and enjoyed. And you know what? I didn't even get a chance. You know, we're definitely going to do this again. But you know what? I got a better, we'll be more quiet, more intimate setting. We'll go back to my place and we'll do it there. And I'll make you my famous Steve the Dean dessert. Have you ever had that? No, I haven't had that. Oh, well, I'll make my famous dessert for you. Okay, now I'm done with her. So let's say her and I continue talking and we set something up for the middle of the week or the end of the week. Now, let's get back to Cindy. Now, we ain't done with Karen. We ain't done with Karen 713. But I'm gonna show you how to double back. How to double back. Now, if I wanted to, while Karen leaves, I'm like, oh shit. Did I lose my wallet? Let me go in there and see if I left my wallet. Yeah, I mean, right? I'm telling myself that, even though I think I have that shit. I need to go check and see my wallet. I got my wallet. I'll go right
the same
back
day.
In there. What? No, after Karen drive off. What do you mean?
Right, after
day?
Karen drive off. Right, yeah.
Wait. It depends, because if we're doing video, I can do video with her, but when I get done with video with her, I'll go right in the store, and I'll be like, I could have sworn there was some anyway. Hey, Cindy, look, hey, Cindy, you know what? Cindy, I want to tell you something. I hope you didn't have a rough day and everything. Have everything's okay with you and everything? Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, I'm about to go, but before I go, you know what? Hey, why don't you do this? Why don't you give me a call sometime? Huh? Well, what, wasn't that your girlfriend? And no, that's the honest truth. No, she's not my girlfriend. Wait a second. Wait, so you just kissing on a girl that's not your girlfriend? Wait a second. What kind of a whore? Do you take me for? What kind of a whore do you take me for? I'll be like, wait. I said, right now we just getting to know each other, but Cindy, I can tell that you know what, you and I have a little bit of chemistry. But wait a second. Oh wait, you just do that with all women? Well, no, I'm the kind of guy that goes after what he wants. That's just what I am. That's who I am. I go after what I want. And I just noticed that you were smiling, you were blushing, and we had a good time when we were talking. If you were, hey, Cindy, if I'm wrong, just tell me, and I will leave you alone. And guess what? I've done that before, dog, and they say no. And you know what I do? I still bring bitches in that motherfucker. Even if she's there just to see that you ain't really fucking me over. But, you know, that's a 50-50 shot. But just think about it. Here's my card. Give me a call. But who do you think she's calling? Oh, my God. You can believe this guy. He came in. He was talking. He made me laugh. He was crazy. He told me all these stories, how he met a girl. And, you know, he was saying all this smooth stuff to her. And they kissed and all this other stuff. And then he came back to talk to me. What'd you do? Well, I got his number. All right. So now, remember, guys, I'm showing you options here. So
she's probably going to be texting you on the way to the car.
Of course. So now I got Karen on, is it Kathy or Karen, whatever, Kate. I'll say Kate. I got Kay on one hand, and I got this other girl on the other hand. So, all right. So that means I got two on the roster right there. All right. That means I got two that I'm working. So that means if I don't have any women, I got two right there. Now, Cindy would be more of a practice squad because I got to bring her up to speed to get her on the roster, which means what? Maybe her and I are going to have some cocoa at Starbucks because maybe there's a chick at Starbucks. I don't know. Maybe Starbucks. We're going to go to Starbucks because I'm sure there's going to be some China chick I'm going to see in that motherfucker. So while I'm talking to Cindy, I'm going to scan and see if there's anybody else, like a waitress or someone at the cash register that I can pull. And that's the same thing. So I can stack my roster that way. But how am I going to nail motherfucking K? How am I going to get K? The way I'm going to get K.
You're doing calculus, dog.
Right.
We're trying to learn to add to track. You're doing calculus.
Right. But I'm just saying. So K is having a great time. That's when I call her like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and that's when, you know, she in her bra and panties, and that's when I turn up the romantic notch for how good she tastes and how sexy she is, and, you know, she has a beautiful body and all this other stuff, and I look forward to spending time with her, look forward to, you know, hanging out with her and all this other stuff, right? She's already curious about the motherfucking crib because she saw the light. She already saw the lights in the shower. She saw the candles in the shower. She saw the fucking wine. But that's just the tip of the iceberg because when she comes over, remember, I always tell you, the thing that women do when they come over your place is they go into the bathroom to look in the medicine cabinet. One, to see what kind of diseases you have, number one, if you have any. But she goes in the medicine cabinet, she looks around in the bathroom. But what did I tell you? When she goes in the bathroom, she's going to see the candles, she's going to see the shower. But when she opens that big drawer, what's she going to see? Shampoo, conditioner, female products, all that shit. When she walks in and goes in the bedroom, she's going to see the refrigerator with the whipped cream, the fruit, the water. She's gonna have a lot of questions to ask. She's like, gosh, I didn't know you were an artist. I didn't know you painted. No, I like to write poetry, but I don't paint. Matter of fact, Matter of fact, fuck Starbucks. Fuck Starbucks. You know where I'm going to take Cindy? I'm going to take Cindy and give her a surprise serenade at the Poetry Club, because instead of going for one woman, I want three or four. Oh, yeah, we go. Hey, yeah. Fuck that Starbucks. Hey, we gonna go three or four. I two by two. I got you one thing. I set up a date with Cindy. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna serenade you in front of all the women. I'm gonna write a poem specific for you. And not only am I gonna write this for you, I got a surprise for you. So I'm gonna take her to the Poetry Club. So I'm taking this to the next lot. But we're still talking about K. Well, I'm just letting you know. We got I'm setting you up with Cindy right now. We're going to work K. Hold on a second.
Cindy already kind of knows she's a side chick anyway.
No. Cindy don't know where she is yet because I haven't laid hands on her the way I want to. This is all mixed sex. But hold on a second. 253, did you have a – show you just listen, brother.
Yeah, man. So I had a question for you about a situation.
Yes. What's up?
So I used to bag this girl every now and then. I always knew her friend wanted me to try it with both of them, but the one wasn't down, or at least I wasn't handling it right. So I didn't know if you had. I'm gonna go visit them, like 3 hours away, probably like New Year's.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Who's the one that?
I was wondering if you could help me handle that situation.
All right, let's look at A and let's call it B and C. Okay, B is your girl. C is the friend. Is it a friend that doesn't want to eat the pussy, or is it your girl that doesn't want to eat the pussy?
It's B.
Does that mean your girl don't want to eat the pussy, right?
Oh no. My bad. I got that. Yeah. So,
you're right.
My bad.
So
the girl I used to bag didn't.
Okay, this is what you do. When you have her over your house, make sure you watch a little bit of threesome porn, two women and a guy. And one thing I always like to do to kind of break a woman into eating pussy is that while you're fucking her and everything, doggy style, tell her while she's bending over. Tell her I want you to lick like her hand, right? Like if you do a loser, the L with the loser sign, flip it to make it a flip it down, like you pointing down with that curvy part, between your thumb and your index finger. What I would instruct her to do is I want her to lick that part of her hand like it was pussy while you smash it. Because you kind of want to break her in slowly. It's like breaking in a horse. You just don't force her to eat pussy. You got to slowly get her to see that this is something that she wants to do. Not that you want to. You want to get her into that thing. Now, you say your girl, you say C wants to fuck, but B doesn't want to fuck. Now, if that's the case, talk to C, and I'll be like, look, here's the situation. She ain't trying to fuck. What you trying to do? But you got to, if C really wants to do it, I don't know if it's your fantasy thinking, but if she really wants to do it, she'll be giving you signs. Okay, so she want to fuck. Hey, well, you know what? Look, my girl ain't trying to fuck. I know you want to do a threesome, so why don't you find somebody and you, me, and her can do something? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I feel you. All right. Okay. And then I had a second question real fast for you. So how do you handle a situation like best with your boy, and that's it? Like, how do you handle that situation best when he fucked one of the girls that you're fucking with now? Because the green light was given.
If that's a green light, is he tripping or you?
It wasn't a green light.
So he's not giving you a green light to fuck it. Wait. No.
So I'm saying like I'm kind of thinking back, and this has got me thinking and shit. So like if the situation ever occurs where one of your boys like number one tries to go after that shit, like one of the bitches that you're fucking with, or number two like manages to do it because, you know, whatever. So like how do you confront that best?
Nah, you leave that shit alone. You're not your number one. No, well, let's see, the thing with my boys is that the thing we had is an honor code. You don't fuck with my number one, you don't fuck with my number two. Three on down is free game. And believe your three on down is free game. Now, if you want to trade a trick, we can make trades and we can work draft picks and shit like that. But the rule of the game is don't mess with a one or a two. You get a three on down. Right. If you want to get inside, go right ahead. But we have an honor code. We don't fuck with ones and twos.
Yeah, no. All right. All right, man. That's all I have for you.
I respect. Hey, make sure you set that shit up, my brother. Set that shit up, 252. All right, we back. All right, 713. So now, let's check it out. So
yeah,
I got old girl at the place, right? She's already checking everything out. Look, again, soft music, got a little bit of jazz going, a little bit of something, let me see here. Let me see what I got right here. What's that motherfucking name?
Hold on. Coltrane?
No. Hold on a second. Let me see. What's the name? Oh, fuck. What is the song? Shit. What's the... Hold on a second. I got to find... I'm going to tell you. I just want to play that shit. I think I downloaded it. I think I did. Hold on a second. Let me see. Okay, I think I did it. Okay, wait. Let me see if I can. I think I got it. If I don't have it, I ain't gonna play it. But let me see if I got it. Let me see. Okay. All right, here we go. So yeah, she over at the house, right? She at the house. She chilling. We got wine. She the music. We got a little bit of eyes going and shit. Walk on by and shit. We chilling and shit. You know. We got the wine and shit. Kick her shoes off and everything like that. And we are going to talk as long as we can before, because something's going to go down, because what you guys got to understand, when you get in a situation with a woman and everything like that, man, and they really want to get at you and all this other shit, man. Hold on, I'm going to park them. Hold on. Hit it, Isaac. So her and I... Or having our, you know, she's having her wine and all this stuff. But that's when I'm going to start making my moves, man. I know her favorite wine. I know her favorite salad dressing. I'm a cook for her. We're going to be in the kitchen. We're going to laugh. But we might not even get to eat, because the thing about passion, when you get with a woman, it just comes together, guys. There's no set moment of when she's going to throw herself at you. Because what I keep trying to tell you, I want her to add everything up. I want her to see what I am. I want her to know why she should be getting with my motherfucking ass. I'm not running behind her. I'm not going to kiss her ass, and I ain't going to fucking beg. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I set that shit up right. And... we sitting there, we drinking, and, you know, I'm sipping on my cake-ass orange juice and pineapple mixed drink, and she drinking on wine and shit, and I'm just spitting at her, and I'm talking to her, and then there's no music, got the fire going and all that other stuff, we laughing, having a great time, but we might not even get to eat, because we might be fucking, because it's time to experience the water, it's time to experience all the stuff that she's seen. But one thing, there's a few things she didn't see. She didn't see, after we get done, how I'm going to go into the kitchen, warm up some motherfucking lotion, and give her a full body massage. Not in the bedroom. I'm going to give her a full body massage in the living room. Why? Because when I paint her motherfucking body, y'all mean, I want to make sure the skin is glistening. They ain't ready for this shit, dog. But I already got the breakfast set up for it and all this other stuff. So look, I already got her locked down, but I'm already past her. I'm thinking about old Cindy C. Yeah, me. I'm thinking about old Cindy girl over there, right? I spit at Cindy. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't we go to this poetry club? I don't know, Friday night. Why don't we go to the poetry club Friday night? And then we gonna be at the poetry club. Now, I walk into the poetry club. What you think I'm doing, dog? I'm making my scan of who the fuck's gonna be next in line.
Right.
I'm already looking, but I'm not necessarily looking in a doggish way. I'm just kind of keeping being, we call it observant. Just staying observant of these beautiful women. You know what I mean? But when I get Cindy there, I'm about to fuck her world up. Why? Because when I see her, and she going, I tell her, don't worry, I'm not going to twirl you around, and I'm not going to kiss on you. I'm just going to do this. And I'm going to put my arm around her, and I'm just going to kiss her one time on the lips, a soft peck. And I'm going to stick my tongue down in that throat. Because I don't want her, I don't want to do the same thing with the next woman, because I don't want it to seem like I'm just trying to carbon shit. I like to mix that shit up.
Ah, right.
Yeah, I mean. So when I sit her down and all that other stuff, and I tell her, you know what, you know, you're sexy, and I, you know, whisper shit in the ear. What I like to do is, like, when I'm at the table, just for no fucking apparent reason, I'm going to grab her hand and kiss her, just to do that shit. Because guess who doesn't? The regular guy doesn't do that shit. Because he's so far on his side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then all of a sudden, it's going to be like, okay, open mic. I said, you know what? I'll be right back. And then I'm going to get my ass up, and I'm going to put my name in. She said, what are you doing? I said, you know what? I've been thinking about you, and I want to do something crazy or something different. You just relax. I got you. Then I'm going to get up on stage, right? And then they're going to say, see, when I say, you know what? I'm going to call this, I don't know, I can call this Baskin Robbins marble slab. I can call it ice cream. I can call the lady behind the counter. It doesn't really fucking matter. Because what I want to do is I want to recite something off the top of my head about a moment in time where I got an opportunity to make a beautiful woman do something that she hasn't done in a long time, and that is smile, blush, and think. So this poem goes out to you. And that's when I'm going to do the poem in front of everybody. Turn around and look at me. You only see all the beautiful things that I see. Baby, you're too good to be true. Each and every time I look at you, all I can vision is long, beautiful hair cascading wildly down your back with a body that's full of love. Your legs and hips are so compact. Class from your mind down to your ass. Yes, you take class to another level. And just like falling snow outside, you got so much I just can't even shovel. No one can describe the softness of your skin, the way you move your body, and how your hair blows in the wind. That's all I can say, and that's all I can do. Let me be a genie in a bottle so I can take care of you. Rub me three times, and you'll see sexy, romantic, tongue-talented lover devoted to your mind and your body. Cindy, tell me what you wish. I'll do everything on your sexual list. Come take my hand, for your wish is my command. I'm just saying, that's a piece of shit, right? But I'm not.
Oh,
I'm not saying
energy.
That shit.
You know,
I'm not saying
energy.
That shit. Right, wait. I'm not saying that shit to Cindy, though. I'm saying that to all the women in the poetry club. Look, Cindy's going to be the recipient of this, but I'm saying that to all the women that are listening to me. All the women. Because why? Because the same women that go to the same club on Friday, the poetry club, usually go to the poetry club Saturday, Sunday, or they come back on Friday. Yeah, I mean. So that means that the women are going to be watching me get down from the stage, and then they're going to watch me grab Cindy's hand, and they're going to watch me lift her up, and they're going to watch me kiss her in front of everybody. Why? Because then that sets up the next woman when I go to the poetry club that I go into. What do you think she's going to say? Aren't you that guy?
Oh,
that,
she
that,
got
that,
yup.
Aren't you the guy that went over there and was kissing that other girl last week? All I'm saying, if you guys got to see this, all this is one by one by one, layer after layer after layer, that it can work anytime, anywhere, and it can just be one. But I'm and now right there, I got three. I mean, I got Cindy, I got Karen, and I got at least a few of those women in there. So shit, I can end my night with at least five women on my roster now. That means I got five. But then at that point, I gotta figure out, let me take you, start the music. But at that point, I gotta figure out who's more important. What's the benefits of this? Because guess what? There's one thing that all five of those women gonna have in common is they're gonna see my wine in the bedroom. They're gonna see my shower. it's not even fair. That's why I'm trying to tell y'all guys, don't ever be upset if a woman ain't trying to fuck with you, man. It's so many, and all you guys that are listening, think about this. Well, maybe I'm with Cindy or another chick, and she's like, well, you just probably made that poem up, and you just, hey, that's when you got her in the house, and you just tell her, look, you know, all I can see right now is the beautiful outline of your body. As you're looking out the window, time, it doesn't mean anything when we're here right now. But even though I look at the clock one more time, there'll be enough time to do the things I want to do with you. Nothing matters right now. It's just you and me. You offer me a sip of wine. I don't drink. So then you pour the wine over yourself and offer me another sip. I accept. I don't think one sip will quench my thirst. So I come over here and whisper these things into your ear. Then that's how I make my move. See, you just got to show him that you know what the fuck you're doing. Cause again, it all is going to tie in on women want guys that women want. And that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. Women want guys that women want. So the thing that's important to me is I am wanted. When I don't want to be wanted, I'm wanted. I do what I want to do when I want to do it. I move when I want to move. I can have options, and I'm good. But the beautiful thing about what I'm showing you is that even if I let them go, nobody is going to give them the experience that I just told you about. Nobody. Think about this. Think on the level of where I'm at based on the regular guy who ain't even thinking about, dude, that motherfucker thinking about putting a frozen pot pie in a fucking microwave or some shit. He ain't even thinking that deep, right? But why you think I have no problem with all five of those women going out with other guys? I don't have a problem with that. Why do you think I don't have a problem?
You ain't got time to cater to all they needs anyway.
No, the problem is that I got to figure out which one I'm going to have. It's okay. If all five of them were going out on dates,
mm-hmm.
all five of them are going to call me because all five of them are going to be thinking about me even though they're with somebody else. And I'm only mm-hmm. going to say is, why are you doing that? Just, hey, look, you know what? Look, have a good time. Enjoy yourself. You see that? Because a man that has options, they'll be, where you at? Why are you with that guy? Hey, have fun. Well, I miss you. Well, where you at right now? What you doing? Where you? I'm at Chez Francois. Oh, you mean that new place that has that $60 bone-in ribeye, that brand new? Hey, why don't you go ahead and order me a ribeye? Bring that sexy ass over there, cook it up, and I promise I'll eat it from the back while you cook it. Oh, you crazy. that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. The thing is, you want to always, what I call releasing them in the wild. And this ain't no term, just going off the top of my dome. Releasing them back into the wild. Release them back to the average man. Why? Because when you, if y'all guys know anything about drugs or drinks, y'all know what the best is. Why? Because y'all tasted so much bad, you can compare. You know what good versus bad. So when you're going out there with those other guys and dating them and seeing them, you're going to think about me and miss me. You're going to think about the experiences I gave you. What motherfucking guy? Now, check this out. Now, how am I going to fuck Cindy's friends? Let's talk about that. Let me show you how I'm going to do that. As soon as I say goodnight to Cindy, she is going to be my Paul Revere. As soon as she says goodbye to me, she's calling up at least three or four of her girls. Because women like to show off. See, women like to outdo other women when it comes to romantic guys. They love, they're just really competitive. So, you know, check it out. You ain't gonna believe what he did. He took me to a poetry club. Oh, girl, that's not a good first date. That's not really good. Oh no, girl. Let me tell you, this motherfucker got up and read me a poem. And after, yeah, that same guy that was at the ice cream store that was kissing that girl. You mean the same guy that twirled that girl around the ice cream store and he gave you the story about how they met? Then he got a spoon from you and then he kissed her and then he started talking to you? That guy? Yes. Hey, yes, 8713. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That's it. Yes. That's the same guy that what? That's the same guy that he read poetry. The women loved it, but what was so cool, girl, is he walked over to me and in front of all the women, he kissed me as if it was just him and I in the room. And he wasn't ashamed to show everybody that I was his girl. And then she's going to say, well, are you his girl? Well, girl, you need to find out. You need to ask him the question. You got to find out. Hey, guess what? That's, hey, what do you think I'm looking for? Where are we at? Where are we at conversation? What am I to conversation? Are you done talking to that girl that you were dating or seeing at when I met you? Where are we at? And this is Yak 101. Listen, like I told you, I am not ready for a relationship. When I'm ready, I'll let you know. I enjoy your time and I enjoy spending time with you. But I'm doing this a cappella with no fucking music. But if you feel like you're being used or manipulated or mistreated, by all means, I won't bother you no more. I won't. And what I hope, but they usually don't do it. I hope they just say, fuck you and go. You know what I mean? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because her anger is going to go to her friend or the guy that's trying to fuck her. Because she wants to, you remember the Players Club with Bernie Mac and them? You know, do something to make me feel. Remember that shit?
Right.
Same motherfucking material. She wanted him to do something to make her feel good, not sexually, but, you know, can you come over and we get some ice cream? And can we talk? Can we watch some soap operas and talk? Because I need a guy's opinion on something. You know what I mean?
She ain't giving him shit.
Right. No. Hey. She can't give with something that I own. She can't give away something I own mentally. I've got the slave papers on this shit. I'm running this plantation, goddammit. She ain't going nowhere, Miss Django. You know what I'm saying? She ain't going nowhere. What are you talking about? But that's why I need him to do the work when I'm not there. Hold on, my dog. Hold on, it's my dog talking shit. Hold on, I'm going to talk shit to him. What's up, motherfucker? I'm doing my show. What's up? Oh, hey, how late you going to be? I'm going to beat your ass. I'm almost done. When you going to be up?
I might be up.
Man, stick your ass. Huh?
I said, yep, I might be up, hitting you up.
Hey, wait. Can I get a drink of water right now?
Yep.
I can get a drink right now? Nobody around, right? Nobody around.
Hey, but I'm going to
in on something, right? Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. No, no doubt. I got you on the underdog. We're gonna definitely get a room. I got you. I'm gonna join the room in a second.
All right,
no doubt. All right, y'all. You know what that was? That's
that
yeah. Where that? No, that's not. That's another one. My dog.
Nah,
that's another one.
Yeah.
But the fact is, what do you want to talk to me about? Is the other bitch you fucking? Y'all heard this shit in real time? He just said,
yeah.
You heard what you said, I gotta talk to you later. So yeah, I gotta open the room. I got my joystick ready to go. I gotta get ready to jump on, get in the room and chop it up with him. But what I'm saying is this to you is that what I would like to do with all of this at the end of the day is I want to put the woman in a position where she comes to me, man, because
yeah.
I can give her what she wants and needs, or what she doesn't even know she wants and needs. That's how deep this is. Most women have a world is flat thinking when it comes to romance, being seductive and smooth, sensual and sexual. I can give you all those things. You just got to look. Hey, meet me halfway or most of the way, and I'll take over once I know y'all mean it's time. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's that real y'all mean shit, right? So that's all I'm saying. So hold on. Let me tell my dog. Hold on. I tell the dog in the chat room. Hold on a second. I tell my dog. It's like gamer shit. Hey, I'll be in there in a second, guys. I'll be in there in a second, man. Okay. So, all right. Anyway, what I'm saying is that that's how we do it. That's how the game is supposed to go. But like I'm showing all you guys, it's deep. Everything that you see right there, 713, you see the moves that I'm making. But let me ask you a question. Am I thinking about, is she like me? Am I thinking about, I don't have a chance? You see what I'm saying, 713? And all your guys listening? I'm not thinking about the bad. I'm sorry. Oh, I forgot to show y'all this, guys. I got this as a gift today. Signed by Zeke and Dak Prescott. Authenticated. And that's just a just because gift. But anyway, I got to find
by Dak Prescott?
Yeah, Dak and Zeke. Zeke is right here.
Dak and Zeke signed?
Yeah, you know, Dak and Zeke signed it. And there's the authentication right there and stuff. Already. It's like that. But anyway, that's just a gift. So what I'm saying to you is that I can take this any way I want to. I can take it to finding the rich woman that has a rich husband that wants to watch me fuck her while he watches. Where do I want to take it? But this is what I want to tell you guys before I wrap this up. I'm in control. I control the board. And every woman is a piece on my board that I'm controlling. And when she doesn't want to be around, she is free to go. And I will always leave a candle in the motherfucking window. She can always come back when she wants to die, right? Y'all mean? But that's how deep this shit is, dog. I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Y'all worried about the wrong shit. You see what I'm saying? Definitely worried about the wrong shit. Shit. All these motherfucking women, man. Come on, man. My dog just listened. Does that make any sense, guys? Are y'all feeling me what I'm saying in chat room? Y'all guys have got to make sure when y'all are doing this that y'all realize y'all have options. At the end of the day, you have options. You have choices, and it's up to you what you want to do. Hold on a second. Shit. Okay. But no, like I say for y'all guys out there, I want you guys out there to soak this up. Now I'm about to wrap this up, but I want y'all to soak this up, man. That's all I want y'all to do, okay?
Bro, I don't know no other shows you can get this kind of shit. Damn.
Well, but that's
that was
but that's the
story, dog. Shit.
No, but what I'm saying is, before I go, they should be all telling you this shit. How can I complain? How can I complain if I'm if I'm having a great time with these women? What time do I have to complain? You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? I don't have time to complain. What the fuck am I complaining for? But see, that's how the game is run. The game is always going to run because you've got the options. As long as you've got options, you're going to have women. As long as you have women, you ain't going to have no problem because the women aren't your source of what you are. It's you is what you are. And that's all I'm just saying to y'all guys. But yeah, we get like 4 hours in. We got a show to do tonight, so I'm gonna roll. I'm about to kick it with my dogs and shit. But we're gonna have a show tomorrow at we'll do it at 8 East. We'll kick it around 8 East. And yeah, we'll kick it at 8 East. I'll do it at 8 East. Yeah. We'll kick the show at 8 East because I want to talk to you about what women fear in men. What women fear, okay? Thank you, 85. But hey, yeah. But like I said, guys, I released. I already released. Let me get back. Let me get out of this room and shit. What I'm saying is, I already released. A piece of me or whatever. I released that, and I'm working on something for Tyler, so I'm gonna get that shit done. So I'm gonna work on that. But I got a new track up I just released last night called "A Piece of Me," so that's up. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this motherfucker up, guys. But like I say, 713, man, I hope you can soak this up and see that. Look, if you're thinking the way that I'm thinking, but not thinking like I'm thinking, then for a lot of you guys out there, you'll have an easier time with women because you're not thinking about negativity. Does that make any sense, Big Dog? You're not thinking about anything negative.
Sure.
That makes sense? You're not thinking
right.
About how she's going to run me or what she's going to do to me. No, you've got a game plan of what you're going to do. Your game plan is how many moves am I moving? See, remember, I'm moving beyond the date. I'm looking at the next woman. I've moved on. I've already conquered that land. I want to move on. So that's what I'm trying to get y'all to see, man. So one thing I want to say to y'all guys out there, I appreciate y'all a lot, and I don't want to be hard. You tell me, I don't want to be hard on them. I just want them to know, oh, shit. I just want them to know that I believe in them, and I want them to win. And the only way they're going to win is just follow your boy. If you follow me, you're going to win. I got you. Hey, Krill, set that shit up, motherfucker. Send that motherfucker. Send it. I'm almost done. Send that shit. Wait, hold on. Hey, Skrill, send that shit. I'm almost done. All right, send that motherfucker. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, so I'm about to wrap this shit up. But I'm saying to y'all guys, I'm about to get on the sticks with my dog, man. Hey, I always tell you guys, it's nothing like getting on the stick with your boys. Y'all play a little bit of Madden and shit like that or whatever. And y'all just sit back talking about all the bitches you slain. That's what we do. Man. So, yeah. I sent her the blindfold poem off your recording today, and she just got that today. All right, well, hey, no, Tyler, I'm going to do a brand new track for you. I'm going to do a brand new track that discusses how I want to have one of her friends lick your girl's pussy. That's how I'm going to do it. So it's going to be kind of erotic track of a message. Hey, I think I'll call this "Send This to Your Friends." Send this to your friends. Oh, well, I'm playing mad. No, I'm on my Xbox right now. I'm on my Xbox right now. My dog. We in a chat room right now. See, I'm gonna show y'all. See, I want to show chat. We in a chat room right now. So I'm about to pop on my geeky ass helmet. Hold on. Hey, Skrill, you send it to me. All right, send that bitch over something. Beat your cake, motherfucking ass, motherfucker. Wait, did I win last? Okay, all right, you send that shit. All right, send that shit. All right, I'm almost done. Send that shit. Anyway, yeah, like I say, man, I'm about to jump on my motherfucking things, man. Yeah. But no, I got it. I'm going to call that shit. I'm going to call that motherfucking shit. Send this to your friends. Or no, send this to your friends. That's what I'm going to call it. That'll be the title, "Send This to Your Friends." But it's going to be an erotic story of something I can give you to send to your friend, a story I can give you to send your friend. That'll be it. Todd, I'm going to work on that motherfucker. Okay? But anyway, guys, I'll wait. I got to get the man. Hold on, Skrill. I know you listen to me. Hold on a second. God damn, let me jump on my mat. Shit. I'm loading up right now, dog. Okay, yeah, so I'm about to go ahead and roll. But hey, guys, we have a show tomorrow, 8 East, okay? We should go 8 East, 8:30, somewhere around there. We have a show tomorrow, and we're going to discuss the kind of men that women fear. What thing that you need to get fear in your woman? And it's not the fear of her being scared. It's the fear of if she don't get her shit right, she's going to lose you to another woman type fear. That's the fear I'm talking about. So, guys, if y'all need to holler at me, send me a message at themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me a number. We'll chop it up. But, hey, 713, I hope this is enough game for you, man. I gave you almost four and a half
bro.
Hours of yak, dog. So,
bro,
shit.
You kicked it strong.
But here's the thing that for everybody listening, 7 Central my time. Yeah, 7 Central my time. For those guys out there listening, ask yourself, if you ain't rolling with somebody, ain't spitting this kind of game at you, you got to question things. But tomorrow, we're going to connect what I talked about on Monday, and we're going to talk about the elements. Now, again, I'm talking more about your Thanos. I'm talking about things that you need to put on your glove in your mind to really have the strength of getting women to really want you more than they want anything else. Well, no, she's a jealous type. No. Hey, Tyler, I got it. Hey, Tyler, I already got it in my head, dog. I'm going to say, you know what? The first line I'm thinking about is telling her is, you know what? I want to give you a poem to pass on to your friends. And it's a story about a woman who has a bunch of friends. I'm trying to figure out. It's going to be a story. It's going to be a story about a woman who's giving a poem to a bunch of friends. And one of her friends eats her out at the end of the day. Right, that's how I'm going to set it up, Tyler. But we're going to send that shit to her. And it's going to be a poem to your friend. Watch, I got you, T-Dog. We're going to do that. So I'm going to work on that motherfucker. I might try to work on it today. I'm about to play my dog. It's a fucking man. Oh, he said that shit? Okay, I got to go. I'm about to play. All right, look. I'm loading up, motherfucker. Coming, motherfucker. I'm going to beat your bitch ass, motherfucker. Hold on, man. He told me shit. All right. Hey, I'm about to play some Madden. I'm about to get in the game. All right, man. I'm about to wrap this motherfucker up, guys. I'm going to flow this. Tyler, I got you on that. Guys, if y'all need me, hit me up at themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, do not forget, at the end of the day, do not forget. Wait. 360, let me see something real quick. 360, did you have a question real quick before I go, or you just came in and came out? You have anything, huh?
Yeah. Real quick, what do you do if another chick gives you her number at that poetry reading?
You take it.
What would you do if another chick gives you her number at that poetry reading?
You take it.
That's it?
Remember,
right in front of the other girl?
Yeah, because she's giving you the number. I need a woman to see. What's important to me is I need a woman to see another woman trying to get at my motherfucking ass. I need her to see that.
Oh,
shit.
My dog.
Because if she, that gives me more value. Because then she'll realize, well, are you always going to the poetry club? Are women always giving you their numbers? Well, yeah, they buy me drinks too. But, you know, that is just like a shower thing. It happens all the time.
Oh,
you know, it's like, yeah, so, yeah, y'all me. It's like, so we
that's why
that
I fuck with you, huh?
And no doubt, 100, brother. So, like I said before, I'm about to go and I'm about to beat my boy's ass, the man. But 360-713 and all you guys out there, I am going to make it downloadable. Yeah, I got you, T-Dog. I got you, dog. Well, I guess all my stuff is downloadable. But I got you. We going to chop that up. I got to get into my game. I just kicked off and shit. So I'm going to get into the game. But, guys, 8 o'clock East tomorrow, 8 East tomorrow, what we going to do, we're going to go ahead and kick off a show, and I got to go. But, guys, I appreciate y'all. I got to go, guys. I don't want to lose this damn competitive. You know, I don't like to lose my dog while he's talking shit to me and shit. You know, we got to talk about the yah means anyway. The yiggity yiggity yeah. I love this shit, dog. This shit, man. Hey, guys, I'm telling y'all have nothing. If y'all get y'all stuff together you will have nothing to worry about when it comes to women. I'm going to decline that shit, motherfucker. You have nothing to worry about, okay? Oh, wait. Hey, look, I'm going to jump off sides. Just set up a play. All right, I'm trying to. Hold on. I mean, I'm with my boy. Hold on. Give me a second. Hold on, screw it. Hold on. Don't snap it yet. Hold on. Damn, dude. All right, there we go. All right, guys. I got to go. I'm about to get my nerd on right now. Let me go ahead and play my game. But anyway, guys, y'all need me. Y'all know how to holler at me. I'm this the man mindset. I will see you guys today, 8:30 or 8 o'clock East. Make sure y'all subscribe. Y'all have the information, and y'all will know what's going on. So get at me, and we will definitely get that shit out of here, motherfucker. We'll definitely go from there, man. I'm out of this motherfucker. It's a team, man. Like, subscribe, share, do all what you got to do. This buzz for you. Holler at your boy. I got to let y'all guys go in the chat room. I mean, the phone guys. I'll let y'all guys go. I appreciate y'all.